Hello and welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. I'm Jerry McCarty here with Rick Farmelo and Amanda Raymond, and we are here for a special celebration where we're going to... It's Rick Farmelo.
My most selfish podcast ever.
Cheers.
We're going to celebrate the world championship of the San Francisco Giants.
The San Francisco Giants 2010 baseball champions of the world. Go ahead, Rick.
And just to give you a little preface here, as of about 60 years ago, this was considered probably the greatest moment in Giants history right here.
The shot heard round the world.
Bobby Thompson, right there swinging. He's had two out of three, a single on double. And Billy Cox is swinging right on the third base line. Well, out, pass to the ninth. Back of pitches. Bobby Thompson takes a strike call on the inside corner. Bobby hitting at 292. He's had a single and a double, and he drove in the Giants' first run with a long fly to center. Took a lead at 4-2.
Didn't you hear the whole game?
And as of November 1st, 2010, I think that's been replaced by this. Just hold on a minute now. No, not that. Hold on one sec.
Right-hander for the Giants throws. Swing and a miss! And that's it! The Giants are world champions! They come pouring out of the dugout, circling Brian Wilson, the bullpen, flying in from left center field, dancing, hugging, and celebrating for all you Giants fans, wherever you are. Giants fans, this party is just getting started.
Anyway,
I think that's
the new greatest moment in Giants history. So
I do think they were more excited about winning the pennant, though, and Bobby.
Well, Russ Hodges was. I think it was unexpected. I mean, the fifth game of this World Series against the Rangers, when Renteria hit the 3-run home run, I think we kind of knew. Okay, I think that's gonna. You know, it was a nothing game, and we figured, well, they can just hang on and win, and it's over. So it wasn't like a dramatic last-second home run like Bobby Thompson. But still, for Giants fans, it was pure heaven. And I just...
Cool. Well, just so they had never won. The last time they won was when?
54.
54.
Willie Mays made that great catch. And, you know, it's like...
But they never won...
Not the whole World Series.
In your life.
Not in my lifetime.
In San Francisco, which is amazing.
No, never. Never in San Francisco. And I got to tell you, you know, I've been following these guys since I was born, really, you know. And there's a lot of us. And I just want to give a shout out to my fellow Giants fans up in Santa Rosa, my best friend Dino, Joe Camilleri, Steve Morato, Paul LeBlue, my brother Steve. We all share in this, and you know, there's millions over the country of Giants fans that are just like beside themselves. And it's like, I just got to tell you, and I've seen it replayed probably 12 times. My girlfriend Amanda was with me. We were watching. I had my boys came over after we celebrated.
That's awesome.
And I've seen it like a dozen times, and I still get choked up every
That's
time
awesome.
I see it. And I just got to tell you how the feeling, it was like as soon as he swung and missed that pitch, it felt like a jolt of electricity
That's
going
awesome.
Through me. You know, just
That's
it was
awesome.
Like the most euphoric feeling in the world.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's great. And Well, I mean, compare it to your, you're also a Raiders fan.
Mm-hmm.
So comparing it to the Raiders, who won several times in your lifetime.
Yeah. Well, it's a little different in that the Raiders always, you know, growing up, the Raiders always had really, really good teams.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until 76 they actually won the Super Bowl. But they're always right there, you know. And we just knew it was a matter of time before they did it. With the Giants, it just seemed like they're a snake bit. You know, they had, you had Willie McCovey's line out to Bobby Richardson in 62, which I don't really remember. You had the World Series earthquake game, you know, earthquake series, which I actually went to game four and got to see the A's sweep the Giants. I hated it. Their Candlestick Park.
Oh, you actually went to
I was at that game, yeah.
Oh.
Joe DiMaggio was sitting like two rows ahead.
Oh.
It was unbelievable. People were trying to come up and talk to him, and he had these handlers telling people to get out of it. But he's like two right in front of me.
So I was at that game.
And then I went to the worst thing I've ever seen. I mean, I'm sure there are worse things than seeing the Angels beat the Giants in Game 6. There's the Holocaust. There's all the Hindenburg.
Was that
World War I? I mean, there's a lot of horrible things.
Was that the game when Dusty Baker gave Russ Ortiz the ball?
He gave him the game-winning ball, which ended up being the...
yeah.
Well, that wasn't the ball that ended up being going in the right field seats, luckily.
Right.
But anyway, it was like just to be that close to it and figure they're going to win their five runs up. It's a 17. They're going to win this thing. And I'm one of the lucky few Giants fans in Anaheim who are going to see them win the World Series for the first time. And you know what? It hurt. It never stopped hurting for the years afterwards. But you know what? It doesn't hurt anymore. 2002 is just like, it was a hiccup. It's like, well, this was meant to be with these guys, with these knuckleheads who shouldn't have won it. It was supposed to happen this way.
Yeah.
And so all those years of being close and not getting there, all those teams, I mean, I go back to Mays, McCovey, Marichal, Jim Rayhart, Frank Lindsay, Bob Bolin. I'm naming everybody, man. You know, and Barry Bonds and Bobby Bonds and Chris Spire and Jeff Kent and J.T. Snow and Mike McCormick and Montefusco and we suffered through Allie Hammaker. I mean, there's been so many things.
I love the fact that they put the parade. They put McCovey and Mays.
Yeah, and it's fitting because those guys have never stopped being Giants.
Meyer, Irvin, and all
those guys have never stopped being Giants.
Awesome.
They honored the
past.
Orlando Cepeda and Marichal, and I think it's great the way the Giants this year in particular really honored a lot of those great players of the past, and they were part of it.
I mean, it was that game. What was it? Game one when they were all out there, and McCovey was in the leg braces.
Yeah, like
Monty Irvin was in the wheelchair.
Yeah,
and it was like, man,
you guys got to win it this year.
You got to win it,
please. You know,
got to win it.
Yeah. It was amazing, and you know, I think, to be honest with you, I was a lot more tense during the Phillies series for them to win the pennant. I was a lot more, you know, I was a lot less sure of that.
Yeah.
Once they got to the World Series, I figured, okay, I think the Giants have a better team than Texas. But the Phillies series was just hard. You know, my ask her when Wilson was pitching and there was two guys on, my heart was like pounding out of my chest. I'm just sitting there. Like I'm playing shortstop in front of the TV, like, come on, you know, and it just like I could feel my heart pounding out of my jersey, you know.
Take
a value.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just amazing, and it just, you know, I don't think this feeling's going to go away for a long time.
That's awesome.
Well, I get choked up talking about it. It's the weirdest thing. I don't know. You know, it's going to be a while.
I'm a Detroit Tiger fan, and the Tigers won when I was 7 years old, which you will never experience. But to be really young and just, you know how when you're that young,
impressionable that you are,
you know every player, every
stat.
Every baseball card, and it was like to win when there's to that is like at that young age, and I know you suffered.
68
they won.
Yeah.
And I know you suffered your entire lifetime.
Oh, man.
I couldn't be happier. So cheers to the Giants. We'll give a little cheers for
the world champion Giants. We are so proud, and we are so orange and so black. And like I said, I think this feeling is going to last a long time. And who knows what's going to happen from now on? But I mean, all those years of following them, it was all worth it. You know, I was born a Giants fan. I'll die a Giants fan. You know, and it was just November 1st, Monday night was the reason. That was the payoff.
And let me describe the martini bar right now, because what is usually a Rat Pack type bar has now been. Rick's wearing his Willie McCovey jersey, and there's San Francisco Chronicle, Giants win it,
the Chronicle newspaper with this iconic photo of Tim Lincecum with a number one in the air and a sea of black and gray Giants and cameras and a little tiny Giants World Series flag. It's like the most beautiful picture
ever. And we've got the McCovey's bar menu here, which
we got Willie McCovey's bar from his restaurant. We got autographed baseballs up there.
Tim Lincecum.
Got the Tim Lincecum action figure.
Willie McCovey figure. Willie Mays figure.
What's Tim Lincecum holding in his hand? It's not a baseball. It's something smoking. What is that? Well, maybe it's I don't know. Maybe this might have been for the celebration.
Signed. We got a Giants mug. Beer mug.
But I don't have a World Championship one. I'll get one of those. But I got all the Raiders.
Oh, and we got the San Francisco National League
Championship banner from this year. I got that in the mail. I got T-shirts and stuff. But I mean, the World Championship is something special.
Wow. We couldn't be happier for you. And I was rooting. For the Giants, but rooting for Rick also, because I know the pain, and I have Cubs friends too that listen to this podcast, and now you're the only ones that are waiting. So the Red Sox have made it, the Giants have made it. Hey, let's talk about the orange and black just for a second there.
It was fitting they won on Halloween.
They won on Halloween.
Oh yeah,
right.
They won the day after.
But
they didn't win that game. They did win the Halloween.
Yeah, and the first time that they won in San Francisco, and when they left New York, I know you weren't alive or whatever.
I was alive.
Barely alive.
Life support? What do you mean?
Yeah.
The strapping 6-month-year-old.
But do you think any New Yorkers were rooting for this?
Oh, yeah, I know they were. I know for a fact. And in fact, I heard people from New York who have lived in New York their whole lives came out to San Francisco to watch the World Series.
Really?
Yep.
No,
yes, people from Syracuse, your hometown.
Because San Francisco is a good baseball. I mean, it was always a good baseball town.
Oh, God, that parade.
Anyway, Joe DiMaggio's hometown.
Joe DiMaggio, yeah. It's a great baseball city.
And it's, you know, they had... when they moved out, I think the Dodgers and the Giants both moved out in 58, right?
58, yeah, first year.
They wanted both teams there to save on travel or whatever
I think they took the same train.
I think they said if you're going to move one team, you might as well move two.
It was a team 2-for-1 special.
Yeah, so it's like they didn't want just one team way out west of the Mississippi. So.
Yeah.
And then when the Mets came on, I think they took the orange of the...
They took the orange of the Giants and the blue of the Dodgers,
Dodgers.
And that's where they got their colors. Yeah.
And, but there still are some Giants fans in New York, hopefully, huh?
Oh, yeah. I know for a fact there are. I hear about them all the time. I read about them. So this is a victory for everybody.
That's great. And what did you think of the MVP choice?
I thought it was very appropriate.
Did you?
Yeah. You know, I mean, you could probably could have given it to Lincecum or Brian Wilson even. But I think... Renteria hit the home run that won the game.
Yeah.
Okay, and he also had a home run earlier in another game. So it's like he was a clutch hitter.
Yeah.
This guy hit three home runs the whole year, and he hit two in the World Series. He's like the Joe Rudy of that series. So Joe Rudy.
But do you identify him as a? I mean, he started his career as a Marlin, and he's
everybody on the team started somewhere else. Except the pitching staff. And Buster Posey. Everybody else was from somewhere else. It's like that's what it took.
Yeah.
You know, they couldn't do it with Bonds and Kent and those guys. But it really was the pitching.
My vote would have been for Lincecum for the.
You know what?
He won three games.
I'll tell you what. He'll win it next year. How's that?
But anyway, Tony Bennett is now singing "Us Live in San Francisco" in the background.
Never sounded so good.
The celebration is still going on, and will probably continue to go on until next season, probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll see what happens. But the Giants certainly have had their share of disappointments, and I'm sure this takes a lot of it away. And you mentioned some of those guys. JT's. I mean, it's amazing.
A lot of great
Giants,
players.
All the great players.
There.
You know, and we had an email when we were doing our last Giants podcast, and I mentioned Giants that became Dodgers, and I forgot Darrell Evans, who was
a great Giant.
Great third baseman for the Giants.
He played with them during their kind of, you know, they had a bad 70s, you know, the mid-late 70s are really bad. And in the early 80s, they started getting good, and Darrell Evans was part of that. He was he was part of those early 80s teams, Joe Morgan and Darrell Evans and, you know, guys like that, who kind of gave him a resurgence. So.
And was Tito Fuentes one
Tito
of
Tito Fuentes was in the parade, man.
That was awesome.
I forget to mention Tito and Hal Lanier and Tom Haller and Dick Dietz. Anyway, Tito Fuentes is the Spanish broadcaster for the Giants. And I met him when, I think Candlestick. I was just walking around. He was walking out. It came out of a door from the broadcast. And I was like, Tito Fuentes. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I just, like, you know, because I recognized him, you know.
Tito went out for an at-bat, remember how he put it so bad?
He would hit the handle down and
flip it up, grab it.
And catch it in his hand and be ready.
Yeah, he'd be ready to hit.
And he was awesome.
He won a batting championship. He was a 300 kind of
hitter. He was a good second baseman.
Yeah, great player.
He was cool. Anyway, this is probably going up for 25
minutes. We've already gone past our time.
As usual.
But
this time it was
worth
it.
We wanted to dedicate a podcast to Rick Farmelo's San Francisco Giants.
Giants fans out there.
And cheers.
This is for you.
And to all your San Francisco and New York friends who are rooting for the Giants and even Joe DiMaggio. Did DiMaggio play for the San Francisco Seals?
He played for the San Francisco Seals.
Did he?
Yes.
Yeah, so so DiMaggio hopefully is...
He would have been there. He would have
been enjoying it also. Yeah. And congratulations, and let me mention a couple of sponsors here, PB Imaging and also Audible.com. And these podcasts can be got at McCartyMetro.com.
For $8.99.
For entirely
the special
free.
Baseball special. The World Series special, only $8.99.
Especially for this commemorative baseball podcast. Is available free.
Oh,
so anyway, thank you for joining us, and join us next week for the podcast, and we will see you next time at Rick's Martini Bar.